Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
What's going on? Do you feel, since I've been back, it's been a little eerie in the mornings?
Yes. Yes, I have. Okay? I mean, it's nice that you are physically here so that I'm not alone in thinking, did I just hear a bump or a sound? It's so eerie.
We heard, so I got back on Friday, and I distinctly remember hearing a sound Friday.
Yep.
Monday, something fell off a wall.
Yep.
Yesterday, I don't remember much. This morning, though, it sounded like the fridge opened and closed.
By itself.
Yes.
Like, distinctly the fridge. You know, it has that kind of, like,
it's the that
plastic
weird
rubbing
suction.
Against.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's a very identifiable sound.
Yes. And we are both, as far as we know, the only people in the building. Producer Ben, off this morning. His little kitty cat having some little kitty surgery.
He went under the little kitty knife.
He's going to look so young when he's done.
He had some work done.
A little kitten Botox.
Your cheekbones are so high now.
A kitty nip tuck.
Got little big kitty lips.
So Ben's not here because you have to watch your cat after as major surgery. It's just you and me.
He's a first-time pet and a homeowner. Give him a break.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not cosmetic surgery that the cat is having done.
Did they end up taking part of the tail off? Do we even know how
No, he gets to keep his tail.
He gets to keep his tail?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
He's going to be okay. But it's weird because usually it's you, me, and then Ben will be floating around the building, and we might hear him a sound coming from the kitchen.
We heard the noise would have been about the time he would show up.
Sure.
So I didn't think anything of it until I remembered he's not coming in today.
Right. So then it got extra weird.
A little concerning.
Yeah.
So now I'm starting to wonder, and Jaden will speak to this.
Okay, here it is.
The concept of a ghost following you.
Uh-huh.
Is it possible that I've had a ghost attached to me since somewhere in Puerto Rico or beyond?
You think it's a you?
Well, I'm
you
the-
brought up.
What's the variable here? I'm the guy who was gone longer.
You brought a ghost from Puerto Rico.
Possibly.
Okay, I think that you probably need to spend some time with Jaden. Probably at night, because that's her preferred time of
that's
day.
That's her name.
And maybe just see if she gets any kind of feelings
Can
or
she
sensations.
Do aura readings? She's good at that, right?
Like, she's new at this. She's just discovering that she has this kind of sensitivity.
Yeah.
So I don't know what she will be able to find with you, but I think it would be worth it just to kind of see if you've attached or something has attached itself to you.
Am I haunted?
Yes.
That's the question.
I think the old Hansen guy's haunted.
The old Hansen guy on a hill. Rumor is he's haunted.
The haunting on the hill with Eric Hansen.
Now, to be fair, though, it could be you.
Yeah, I
right?
don't think so.
No.
It could be. It could be, but nah, I don't think a ghost would want to.
I wouldn't think a ghost would want to hang out with me either.
I think it'd be fascinating.
Why me more?
Oh, just for fun.
Okay.
Yeah, because you don't buy it, right? You're like, it's probably not.
That's part of it.
Right?
I'm a non-believer, and I'm just considering the age of many of the buildings I was in while on the cruise. And the one that's really got to me is we went to a rum distillery in Barbados that has a lot of history on the island. Maybe a worker, a rum worker, a sugar cane person died. And that wasn't in the tour.
Okay.
But
did they say that somebody did?
No, but that... I'm trying to justify it.
Or do you think it's just a rum drunk ghost is following?
It could just be a guy who fell down some steps.
You know what? Thus far, it's been making a lot of noise. So
that's right.
It stands to reason.
It's a stumbling ghost.
It's a stumbly, bumbly ghost.
I could have a rum drunk ghost.
Yes.
Tailing me right now, and I'm just not aware of it.
Until you sit down with Jaden at night, that is what is happening to you right now, okay?
And then the question is, does it hang out here all day, or does it follow me? Like, is it attached to me?
Have you been experiencing anything, or is it just me going, what was that? Oh,
it's
did
only
you hear
been
that?
In this building, and it's only with you, and it's only between the hour of 5 and 6. That's it's the common denominator.
Very limited amount of hauntings.
It is.
It's just the time of day where it's like, ugh.
It's still worth pursuing.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to give up on it.
Don't.
Right.
No. I want to meet this rum drunk ghost.
I may be haunted by a rum drunk ghost.
It's kind of fun.
Which sounds like a ghost I would hang out with.
It does.
If this turns out to be true.
Sounds like your kind of ghost.
And they're benevolent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Time is a fickle, fickle thing, Dancing Eric Hansen.
Sure is.
I feel like my daughter just started her basketball season. And really, next week, that's her last week of games, and then she's done for the season.
When did she start?
She started like in December, maybe end of November, early December.
That does seem like a very quick.
It is a tight turnaround.
Right.
It's middle school basketball. It's like learning a lot of skills, and then you got to get ready for the next sport. And, you know, everybody wants to use the gym, so it's like the girls' season and the boys' season, and they're 7th and 8th grade, and you got to make time for everybody, right?
It's the amuse-bouche, right? It's
yes.
The sampler platter.
Exactly.
Let's see if they're interested 2 years from now.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. But I am just feeling just a little bit of pressure because it's this week, it's next week, and then that's it. And she's got a lot of games. She's got like 6 games in 2 weeks. So there's a lot of basketball to watch. But so far, my average for making it to her games is not great. Because, you know, I've got...
You have a low winning percentage.
I do. There's so many kids that there's 2 different teams.
Right.
And sometimes she'll play an early game, and sometimes she'll play a late game. And having 2 kids, I have to kind of manage. I got to go get one kid, and I want to watch her game at the same time, but it's also at the release of school time, and I got to do after school pickup, and I can't be in 2 places at once.
And are those coach decisions day of?
Yeah.
Like, there's not a schedule. She's A today, B tomorrow?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Nope. It just kind of depends. So, thus far, my average for making it to the right game has been not very good.
Oh, no.
So, my commitment these 2 weeks is to actually make it and to try to stay for as much of both games as I possibly can and watch the whole thing.
That's just commitment.
That's what I want to do, though, because I'm like, if I go early, she plays late. If I go late, she played early and you missed it. Like,
yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
I've got something for you to do during the downtime.
Great.
This is, again, Dancing Eric Hansen. Doo-doo. Guarantee. I think this will lead to a more relaxing life down the road.
Okay.
Every day, true or false, you just delete emails willy-nilly without looking at them.
Yes.
Why do you still have them?
What?
Because you're subscribed to all these email lists and you don't care, do you?
Yes.
Clean out your closet, Claire. There's a random friend's Facebook post around the end of December, early January.
Yeah?
And she said, I took the time to go through all of my phone notifications and turn most of them off.
Wow.
I don't need to know Papa John's has a coupon.
Nope, don't care.
It told me 2 weeks ago, didn't tell me anymore because I turned it off.
Wow.
Turn it off. All of the email lists that you kind of accidentally or have to subscribe to when you buy something.
Yes.
And then from that point on, you don't care what they have to offer you.
Yes, and I just delete it without even looking at it.
Why get the email? It's just another task you have to do. Now, it takes a little time because every day I'm hitting that little, and it's way at the bottom.
This is like you're being Marie Kondo of your phone.
A little bit. Why not?
If it doesn't spark joy, get rid of it.
It's pointless. Absolutely pointless. Because all year, and I've watched Shanna do this too, she just swipe, swipe, swipe.
Yep.
Because the belief is eventually something is going to be what you want.
I might need a coupon.
It'll find you when it needs to find you. So this is another little habit for you. Right? Just trying to clean out the closet a little bit.
I was highly skeptical, but you know what? I can get behind this.
Thank you.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Well, it's a match made in travel heaven. Discount air carrier Allegiant is buying Minnesota-based Sun Country for $1.5 billion.
Hello.
Which has been funded by everybody from Cedar Rapids flying to Vegas and Florida. the combined company will continue under the Allegiant name. Together, the airlines will now have 650 routes. So you're adding another 100. Allegiant flies from Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Omaha, Quad Cities. I don't know if this introduces new markets for our area. The only Sun Country I'm aware of, we actually looked at this airline to get off of Puerto Rico. They have a direct flight to Minneapolis.
Oh.
And outside of the fact that it was $2,500 per person for an economy ticket.
Well, shoot.
That was one of the big reasons why we decided not to fly. Yes, they were also working on this deal at the same time.
I'm sorry.
Lululemon's going to relocate and expand within the Iowa River Landing in Coralville. New space will be about double the size. So look for them in the fall of 2026 between Active Endeavors and Marquee Pizzeria. That move has been announced along with a now open store called Sunny Gray. It's a woman-owned boutique, a boutique featuring eco-conscious apparel and accessories.
Lovely.
And soon to open, Crisp and Green.
What's Crisp and Green?
It's an eatery specializing in things I don't order.
I was hoping it was a Crisp and Glover.
Crisp and Glover, Crisp and Green.
Crisp and Glover.
What would they sell at Crisp and Glover's Crisp and Green?
You know, salads made by
Crisp and Glover.
Crisp and Glover.
These are all my mom's recipes, says Crisp and Glover. I would expect also green gloves.
Yes. Yeah. He's right? Wearing green gloves. Well, yeah. Crisp yes. Glover makes your salad.
Well, when that franchise is still to come. I don't know when that's opening, but
that's
Crisp
just
and
a
Green
new business idea.
Specializing in made from scratch salads, grain bowls, and smoothies. So,
what? I just see Crisp and Glover just creepily
making a salad. I don't know how
celebrity
endorsements work, but I would get Crisp and Glover today.
He looks you in the eye as he's making.
He has that intense look.
He doesn't look at the salad that he's
no.
making. He doesn't look at the knife. He just
He
makes
never breaks
the
eye contact, but the salad is made perfectly.
Yep.
He has chopped an egg.
Yep.
He's chopped an avocado. He has not injured himself in the slightest.
Like, how does
and
he do it?
And he's still staring directly at you, George McFly style.
Yes.
It's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
No, I want a salad so bad, but I want it made by Crisp and Glover.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Z102.9, 742. It's the Morning Scramble. Weather brought to you by Coffee Republic CR, proudly serving Cedar Rapids one cup at a time. Forecast for today, the wind is really the name of the game. Blustery, sunshine eventually once you get these clouds out of the way. Temperature's going to be steady right around the mid to upper 20s. 32, a little sunshine, maybe a snowflake or two on Thursday, Friday. Cloudy skies, 36. We've been steady through, although I think we drove in, it was maybe 29, 30. Mm-hmm. So right now we've kind of nestled in this 25, 26. Keeping an eye on the wind. Relatively not as blustery now, but we'll have those gusts throughout the day. So be prepared to that. Not a great day for outdoor pickleball.
Maybe not today. Maybe an indoor facility would be a good way to go today if you're going to be playing pickleball. But if you love pickleball, you'd perhaps be interested to know that we've got a pickleball reality series coming our way. And one of the contestants on that reality show is from Cedar Rapids.
And there she is in the studio, Chris Deal. Good to see you again. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
I want to call her coach because you actually coached us when we took part in that Four Oaks tournament.
Yeah, that was a perfect intro.
It was a perfect intro for us. Your approach to the game, explaining it to us, how to understand not only the rules of it, but some of the strategy behind how you play the game. And what I love about the game just in general, before we even get into this reality show, it is so easy to pick up.
Yeah, that's true. Any level, I mean, within 10 minutes or so, you can at least be hitting the ball back and forth.
Yeah.
I think you told us at the time, but like, what's your background with the sport? Because the sport, I mean, for everybody is a relatively new concept. I think did you have a tennis background?
Yeah, the bulk of my background is tennis, growing up, high school, collegiate, and then coaching and out of co-college. And then I had an injury in my elbow that took me out of tennis altogether for a year and a half or so. And then the rehab for that, I asked if I could play pickleball because it was a lighter paddle and it didn't bother my elbow. So that's how I got started.
Wow. So people will find you in Cedar Rapids, headquartered out of Smithfield, correct?
Correct. I teach and play out of Smithfield.
And how did the actual Pickleball Kingdom paddle battle find you, or did you find them for this reality series?
I just had a pop-up on Instagram, you know, apply for this reality TV show. Random sent in some videos of myself answering questions.
Uh-huh.
And then sure enough was selected as a contestant. I mean, it kind of just went down this path and all of a sudden is on the air. So
And here we are. Today it debuts, right?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Tonight on YouTube at 7 p.m. our time, right?
Correct.
We're gonna get the first episode or two?
The first two episodes tonight and then one episode each successive week.
So and you were telling us privately, you're not really sure what this show is going to look like because it's a reality show. You're playing pickleball and you're competing for what exactly?
So there we had 8 men, 8 women, and we were competing for pro sponsorship for a year to play on the tour and or to win a Pickleball Kingdom franchise. And I think that'll be by fan vote. But yes, I need the show to air, I feel like, because I'm not sure what was reality and what was reality TV. You know, like looking back, there were so many oddities, and so we'll see tonight.
It's crazy.
Cedar Rapids has this interesting, like, in the win column when it comes to reality shows. What, we've had two Survivor winners, is that right?
You know what? Fair point.
Yes.
Two Survivor winners? I mean, we do really well when it comes to female competitors in reality series.
Did you let the producers of the show know that you're coming from a TV market that has produced its share of reality show winners?
Yeah, day one. I told them, I said, you do realize there's a history of women from Cedar Rapids winning reality television series. And they may or may not have known it. It may have been part of the reason I was selected.
Sure.
I don't know. But yes, Sarah's a pickleball player in town.
Oh, sure.
No way.
So when it comes to a reality show, there's so much that we don't see. And there's, I know there's so much you cannot talk about now because you just kind of have to sit and let it unfold in real time. What maybe surprised you the most? Because it sounds like some things like just were, you did couldn't believe that maybe some incidents or events were happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, there were times, looking back, I feel like I was the juror. You know, maybe other contestants felt that way as well.
Like it was almost more of a setup, like everybody was in on the joke, but not you?
Yeah, like I said, other contestants may have felt that way also, but just kind of a head tilt after the fact, like, wait, what just happened? You know, was that a remote control ball? I don't know.
Oh, weird. And like things are happening to you, and you're questioning reality on this reality show.
Yeah, we engaged in this competition. Each episode started with either a skills challenge or pool play, and then the bottom two finishers, and that would be up for an elimination game. But I feel like we were also being tested as people off the court.
And that's part of how you make a reality show, right? Because you've got the core of the show. For this, it's pickleball.
Right.
But you need to learn who the people are, who their personalities are.
I gotta root for you, right?
Yeah,
I need to know what kind of
you need to have heroes and villains kind of naturally come up. So Paddle Battle, Pickleball Kingdom, it is a new reality show. It's dropping on YouTube. The first two episodes will drop tonight. Pickleballkingdom.com, by the way, there's an easy link there that will give you YouTube. Cedar Rapids Pickleball, our coach, Chris Steele, is joining us as part of the Morning Scramble this morning.
Chris, you said that this is actually, with a lot of reality TV shows, it like you film it, it kind of, you know, there's editing processes and all that. So when did you actually do this, the filming of this?
Yeah, we filmed in September of 23. We were in Chandler, Arizona, which is their initial franchise. And we would film between maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then 2, 3, 4 in the morning because the kingdom was open during the day. And then when it shut down, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock at night, we would film elimination games and or anything that was indicative of results.
Again, something I'm sure a lot of people don't realize, like
you've
got a 24-hour filming calendar. You know, we watch it at prime time at night. But the fact that you're taping this, you're playing games at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Woo!
Talk about stamina.
Yeah, especially as a 40-plus-year-old mom, you know, who's used to going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Right.
I know. Like, that would hurt me. That would hurt me physically.
Yeah, I think you'll see that in the show. There's times where just fatigue takes over.
So they've dropped a trailer for this. Is there anything else that you know about it or they've asked you to talk about for Pickleball Kingdom Paddle Battle? Or are you kind of like a viewer like us? We're just waiting to see the episode drop.
Yeah, I think I'm a viewer at this point.
I'm like, prepared to be delighted.
Yeah. I think there may be times where my jaw drops, to be honest. And I'm having a small watch party with family and then just my closest pickleball family, those that I've played the most pickleball with the last couple of years.
This is so cool. We're going to be cheering you on, rooting for you, Chris. This is Pickleball Kingdom's Paddle Battle. You can find it on YouTube or go to pickleballkingdom.com and cheer on our very own Cedar Rapids contestant. Chris Deal, thank you so much for joining us.
And if people want to track you down, how can they learn more about the sport or more about you?
I'm at Smithfield as one of the instructors for lessons. Then on Instagram, ChristineJoy1979. And the PK Paddle Battle also has an Instagram.
All right. Perfect. Well, we'll be cheering on Cedar Rapids Zone. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Scramble.
Thank you.
Talking about music,
memories,
and
life.
It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
You know what? Yeah, it's a little embarrassing when you find out that the song that you've been singing since, in my case, I was probably, I don't know, 11, 12 years old, you've been singing wrong, and not just the lyric, the entire, like, song, the song title.
You asked me randomly one day, because we've been playing a lot of All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
So I had Mariah Carey on the brain, and you're like, request a song. What do you want to hear? And I'm like, oh, you know what? We should hear another Mariah Carey song. She's got a great one. It's called Sweet Fantasy.
Sweet Medicine is what you thought.
I'm sorry. It was called
Sweet Medicine.
Sweet Medicine.
And I'm like, I've been doing this a long time, Claire. I've never heard of Sweet Medicine by Mariah Carey.
It's one of her biggest hits, Eric. Just look it up.
And you started singing it to me, and I went, oh, you mean Fantasy?
I thought it was like kind of a play on Mary Poppins, Spoonful of Sugar. I still hear Sweet Medicine, baby.
I one time misheard Feels by Katy Perry. I thought everybody were gonna catch fish.
It's about catching fish with someone you love.
Hey, you got one wrong. I got one wrong. University of Iowa head women's basketball coach Jan Jensen got one wrong.
ROCK in the USA.
Yes.
I always thought it was Our Own Secret in the USA. Always.
Our Own Secret? I don't know, coach. That one, it's a stretch.
Let's see if we agree with this call from yesterday.
Oh, so I used to listen to Paradise City.
Yes, Guns N' Roses.
Good one.
And what was it?
And then I used to sing Prairie Dog City.
Take me down to Prairie Dog City.
You know what? For our area, that actually makes a lot more sense. So,
if you grew up in the Midwest or the Plain region, yeah, it makes a lot more sense. Take me down to Prairie Dog City.
Thank you so much.
You corrected me, though.
Have a great day. Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. You know the song, Cotton Candy, Sweet and Low, Let Me See Your Tootsie Roll.
Yes.
I always thought it was Ducks in a Row.
Let me see your ducks in a row.
Yes.
You know what? Equally makes sense.
It does make sense. Why would I want to see your Tootsie Roll? Make sure you get your life right. Your ducks in a row.
Yeah, we'd be running laps around the gym, right, Doc Jam? Going laps around the gym in, like, seventh grade. Let me see those ducks in a row.
Ducks in a row. Yeah. Ducks in a row. Ducks in a row.
You know what? I'm digging it.
Yep, I like it.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye-bye. They're singing it in school while doing laps in gym.
Right. And it's Jock Jams and everybody knows the song.
Everybody has that CD or cassette.
And you're running laps and you're singing Ducks in a Row. What is she doing?
It happens to all of us. It's happened to you. What is your misheard lyric? Let us know right now at 200-1029 Songversations.
Conversation starters about music and life. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble. C102.9.
I love that we bring up Songversations occasionally because you don't want to ruin too much of a good thing.
Right.
But this is a opportunity where, through the power of music, we've taken us back to childhood memories, favorite TV theme songs, mm-hmm. prom themes, walk-up songs.
Experiences. Like, the songs kind of lock in memories for us, right?
I remember Band in the Bedroom, like the cassette or CD that you had that your parents didn't know you had. That was a fun topic.
And this Songversation, I think, kind of goes to a moment of embarrassment. And sometimes those memories just kind of sear in your brain. The song that you were singing along to, and all of a sudden you got the lyrics wrong.
For example, this one.
G6. One of my coworkers has always thought it said, like a cheese stick.
Cheese stick! You know what? If you don't know what a G6 is, cheese stick, it works.
It works perfectly. Like a cheese stick. Like a cheese stick.
That works
quite
well.
That
works perfectly.
I love that we've been getting these phone calls, and a lot of people are calling out family members.
Well, this isn't me. It's my younger brother. When we were growing up, the Bob Dylan song, Blowing in the Wind.
Yeah.
And he thought the answer, my friends, was the ants are my friends.
The ants are my friends.
The ants are my friends.
Instead of the ants are my friends is Blowing in the Wind.
To
the ants are my friends.
They are small, easily picked up by wind.
You know what? Makes total sense.
So that makes sense.
In your brother's defense.
Yes. So the actual lyric is the answer,
my friends,
is blowing in the wind. But the ants are my friends.
The ants are my friends. Okay, listen, I'm Bob Dylan and the ants are my friends.
If you have a misheard lyric and you want to come clean or you want to call out a family member or coworker,
that's fine. We're ready to do that.
Phone lines at 200-1029. What's yours?
Lady Gaga, Bad Romance. My sister had always sang Bon Jovi Romance. To this day, we continue to laugh. And she still sings that to this day. Yes. And you, only you, because we now know what they actually are.
That's part of the fun.
But then it's like, it's everybody's in on the fun, right?
That's right, yes. And then everybody can sing in the car extra loud.
Yes.
Love it.
Thank you so much. We love this topic. Have a great day.
And we love your Bon Jovi romance.
Nah, 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 nah. Bon Jovi romance.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Update on actor Timothy Busfield. Yesterday, U.S. Marshals were looking for him to try to help the police arrest him. He surrendered himself to the police in New Mexico yesterday to face charges that he molested two young boys who were working on a show that he was directing. He told TMZ that he drove 2,000 miles to turn himself in to the authorities and added that the allegations are all lies.
I'm going to confront these lies. They're horrible. They're all lies. And I did not do anything to those little boys. And I'm going to fight it.
He says that he will be exonerated because it's all wrong. It's all lies. I have to point out that there's been some allegations in the past, too. Prior misconduct allegations. One was from an extra back in 1994 that ended in a settlement. Another one was a 28-year-old woman who accused him of groping her, but they never found evidence. So due to insufficient evidence, that never moved forward. His wife, Melissa Gilbert, says that she is going to stand with him and support her husband and will address the public when it's appropriate, but now is not that time, and just ask for privacy and respect and all that.
Little House on the Prairie, Melissa Gilbert?
That is correct, Half Pint.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
She used to be, like, in charge of SAG, right? She was, like, an actors union president.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're well-known in the business,
yes.
I guess is my point.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see where this goes.
I know. This is an interesting case. Speaking of interesting cases, I feel like the rumors about the relationship between Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani since the end of 2025 have been kind of like things are on the rocks. They haven't been spending a whole lot of time together. We haven't seen them photographed together in half of a year.
Doesn't she have a residency with No Doubt coming up?
Yes.
In Vegas.
In Vegas. Yeah. And she's not even going to be at their home. So what is going on with the relationship? Well, Blake Shelton is setting the record straight about all of those rumors that there's a split, possible divorce. Apparently, they're doing just fine. He said that he has seen the headlines about the split. One week they're getting divorced. The next week they find a picture of them at the grocery store together and suddenly they're back together. So he said that some of the photos you see online maybe look real, but they're not. He said he doesn't even believe anything that he sees on the internet anymore. They do have busy schedules. That is true. But Gwen Stefani did post a ringing in the new year 2026 picture with a kiss on Blake
Shelton.
On him. On her man. She laid one on him, so to speak.
Smooch me right here on the cheek, darling. Right here.
And she put a kiss right on his mouth.
As one does in Oklahoma.
When in Oklahoma, she said, and then she laid a big wet one on him. And that's your Oklahoma update. Now,
yes,
we go to the Z-Sleaze housing market, where we've got a brand new famous residence on the market at the end of the month. So coming up very soon, the home from the classic Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Is this the Bel Air house or the Philadelphia apartment?
No.
Okay.
To be clear, this is the Bel Air home.
Got it.
You know, and then he drives up to the house and you can see it now, right? This beautiful Georgian colonial estate.
Yo, smell you later.
Yo, home, smell you later. And then he goes and he stays with Carlton and the whole gang. This is a 6-bedroom, 7.5-bathroom home built in 1937, but 10,000 square feet, a massive corner lot. It's a nice property.
Yes.
It is not in Bel Air, though. Should come clean on that.
Where is listing. It? Is it in California?
It is. It's in Brentwood.
Okay.
Brentwood, one of the most prestigious neighborhoods, so still really good neighborhood. Former neighbor Judd Apatow.
Cool.
He recently just sold his home that's next door.
Because this is going on the market.
Because he heard that they're selling it. So he's like, if I'm not living next to the Fresh Prince house, I'm getting out of here. It's also... And I think that they're going to have to, like, disclose this and work on some sort of agreement, because the house is currently serving as a filming location for a Netflix series. We don't know which one, but they're using the famous exterior. So I don't know if like filming is going to wrap soon or if they're going to have to make a deal with the new owner.
Like, how do I move in my stuff if they're filming?
Yeah, we need you to keep the outside exactly how it is because we're using that for exterior shots. What?
What? What about all my moving boxes?
Well, we need you to move your moving truck because we need an exterior shot.
We're filming right now.
So I don't know how that'll work out, but you got a month to work things out with the new owner. It goes up on the market for $30 million.
That's a lot of million dollars.
Oh, my goodness. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
Claire's Wide World of Dangerous Sports.
There's a lot of really, I mean, we get really into sports, right? We were just talking about pickleball with our very own Cedar Rapids pickleball pro, Chris Steele. She's going to be on a pickleball
reality show.
Can't wait to watch that.
Drops tonight, by the way, 7 o'clock on YouTube.
And that is a sport that I know that there just happens to be a lot of injuries.
Well, part of it is the age of the players because it's been picked up in the what I'll call the AARP community.
Sure.
So you have, you know, elbows, hips, joint fractures.
But you don't think of any of that stuff when you start playing a sport like that, right? You're just looking to have a little bit of fun.
I mean, sports where like, oh, you have to wear a helmet like football and like shoulder pads. You're aware.
That you're aware.
It's a high contact sport.
Exactly.
But like a pickup basketball league, like horseback riding, right? You're fine.
Well, there's some that you would think like, oh, you're fine. Like, you know, I'm just going to play some darts in a bar. It's fine.
I guess that's a sport.
It's a sport. It's, you know, accuracy, but it's also, it's a sport that takes place and it almost requires the consumption
of
alcohol.
You should be drinking
right?
while playing darts.
Which is a dangerous thing.
Would you consider bowling also then? I will tell you what.
If you drop a ball on your foot, heck yeah, that's dangerous.
Any golf tournament where the alcohol is fleeing or, you know, flowing freely gets a little dangerous.
Exactly.
Right? You got to aim that golf ball. You got to drive a golf cart.
Let's just say anytime you include alcohol in sports, it can be a dangerous thing, right?
Those are my favorite sports.
Those are the best ones. Some of the best ones. Like this, and stuff like cheerleading.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That can be a really dangerous. There's not a lot of safety regulations around cheerleading, especially if you're doing the stunts. Like the cheers, yeah, absolutely, you're probably going to be fine. But the stunts and like flying up in the air, all of that stuff, you land wrong, ow.
And you're not like doing gymnastics where they've got all the padding. You're on grass or turf or a track.
Well, yeah,
or a
just
basketball court. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be careful. And this I did not know because this is a conversation that people were kind of just putting their two cents in online. Tug of war.
Okay, first of all, I have to wipe everything of Squid Games out of my head. Okay, that's a very violent, different tug of war.
Yeah, but tug of war just in general can be a very violent thing.
Tug of war and also Red Rover, Red Rover.
Oh, yes! Red Rover should be on this list. If you ever played that as a kid.
Close light, a kid.
Like, you get him at just at the throat.
That's right.
You can take a kid down.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.